Okay, our learning should be in Tzchus, Refuah Shleima, for a Menucha Basara. Just parenthetically, if anyone's going to be over Shabbos and they're thinking of they shouldn't come to hear a shir from Rav Asher Weiss, he's a Gadol Shabbos Yisrael, and he's a very, very special person. There are people throughout the world who would have pay a lot of money to be able to go hear Rav Asher Weiss, and you have the Tzchus to be able to have him for a whole Shabbos and Sunday. So, Yishbizokha to take the opportunity and take advantage of a tremendous tzaddik coming to our town. Pasuk says in the Parsha's Yisrael, very famous pasuk. Every third grade kid knows it. Vayisum Erfidim, Vayavo Midbar Sinai, Vayachanu Bamidbar, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. They traveled from Erfidim. They came to Har Sinai. They encamped in the Midbar, and they Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Rashi famously says Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Vayichan, the lashon Yachid. Why it says Vayichan? Says Belevach. Rashi says from the Mechilta Belevach, Kiishachad Belevach, like one man. And one heart. Klai Yisrael they came to Har Sinai so strong together. Ba'achdus, it was like one man, one person. Parenthetically, if anyone wants to just look in the pasuk, very push it. The words go out of order. This isn't the Yisod tonight, but just for anyone who would like to see a beautiful Ahachayim Akadosh. Vayisum Refidim, they traveled from Refidim. Vayavo Midbar Sinai, they came to Har Sinai. Vayachanu Midbar, and they camped in the Midbar. It should really say Vayisum Refidim, they traveled from Refidim. They encamped in the Midbar, and then they came to Har Sinai. Why to go out of order? You could see the Orchaim HaKadosh, we mentioned it earlier. It's not for now. There's a very famous question from Rav Yitzchak of Vorka. Rav Yitzchak of Vorka was, if you ever heard of Amshin of Chassidim comes from Vorka, from the Chassidic of dynasty of Vorka. Rav Yitzchak of Vorka asked a very passionate, very, very beautiful question. Hopefully in a couple months, this year we have even extra month to be able to prepare for Pesach. Look inside the Haggadah, we see by Dayenu. Right? Either Kirabnu Lifnei Har Sinai, below Naslan Lanu as the Torah Dayinu. Kodesh Baruch, if you would have brought us to Har Sinai, but if you wouldn't have given us the Torah, it wouldn't have been good enough of itself. If we would have just came to Har Sinai and not get the Torah, it would have been fine. Dayinu, it would have been great. What are you talking about, says Rav Yitzchak of Vorka? The whole point we could be able to come to Har Sinai was to be able to get the Torah. What are you telling me, whoever wrote the Haggadah, right, to Machlokas, who said what, this and that? People think Moshe Beinu, it's not for now. Maybe we'll talk about it Pesach. How can you tell us in Dayenu, it'll be good enough if we came to Har Sinai, but only if we came to Har Sinai, we can get the Torah. The whole point of coming to Har Sinai was to be able to get the Torah. Yes, any second grade kid, even if they're on vacation, they know, right? They know that at the end of the day, you know, we came to what happened to Har Sinai? We got the Torah. So what's going on over here? So I'm not here to be able to give a muster or anything. I'm able just to be able to give a little divrei chizik on anything. I'm trying to give chizik to myself. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, the famous brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rav in Eretz Yisrael, there's a lot of Sfarim. We have some of the Sfarim here in the Beis Midrash. He quotes the following Shaila that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach once got. Rav Shlomo Zalman once got a question that said the following. There was a couple making a bris on a certain day of the week, and the day before the bris, what happened was is that unfortunately their neighbor tragically had a very big tragedy in their house, and their son passed away. They wanted to name their son, Yonason, I think the name was, and it happened to be the boy that was killed. The boy that died in this fire also named Yonatan. So they asked Rosh Hashanah, is there any bad mazel in using the name if it happened so close together? So Rosh Hashanah looked in his eyes a little bit, and he sat down. He said, "There's no bad mazel with the name, but that's not the reason why you shouldn't name your son that. You shouldn't name your son Yonatan. Why? Because in 5 years, when you're going to call in your son Yonatan, they'll have to come in for dinner." Be able to come in to be able to go get the car ride, and your next door neighbor is going to hear that name Yonatan. It's going to bring up tremendous, tremendous pain, tremendous suffering and sorrow, and you don't want to do that. And what happened? The couple listened to Rav Shlomo Zalman, able to go, and they named the baby another name. At the end of the day, Klal Yisrael, the Torah is very important, and every single person here knows the Torah is the Zohar says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael, and the Torah are all one. But if we don't know how to treat each other, right, it means nothing, right? I went to yeshiva. They're people, they're very big, big, big talmidei chachamim. But if you go outside, and you leave the yeshiva door, and you don't have the midos, you know, all the rabbanim are always telling the Shana Aleph guys, go home for Pesach. When you go home for Pesach, you can learn Gemara. You want to learn. Be able to help, tell your mother on Friday, how can I be able to help set the table? When you go to shul, are you looking behind you to be able to hold the door open? I'm telling you right now, I've been here since August. I've never seen a shul that's so focused on achdus. But not just like one time a year. There hasn't been a Shabbos, I haven't heard Rabbi Goldberg say, go over to someone you don't know, and say good Shabbos. I remember my second Shabbos here. I'm sure a lot of people here know. There's a person in the shul who comes over with a challah every Friday, comes over with a challah and gives it to you, and says, I have a minhag in my family to give a challah to someone who I don't know. And he hands me the challah. And I'm like blown away. And I felt like this guy was on top of the world. He's not here, but my wife thought it was poisonous, so she threw it out. It's not for now. But at the end of the day, the guy, it was unbelievable. That would never happen in New York, maybe in some communities in New York, but that, you know, the Achdus, it's incredible. And it starts from the top. Rabbi Goldberg's constantly infusing it. It's an incredible thing. Learning Torah is incredible, but if we don't have that Achdus, it makes the Torah be nothing. If you look inside some siddurim, and I'm not sure if it says in front inside of that art school siddur, some siddurim right before Matovu, said there's a minhag brought down from the Arizal before davening to say the following declaration: Hareini mikabel alai mitzas ase shel v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. I take upon myself the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. So everyone, I mean, if you go to Tzfat, and I was just there, I was supposed to be there over in Sukkot, it says it's on his kever. This is the person who said this takana, that a person should say, I take upon myself to be able to have the mitzvah to love my friend like myself before davening. So if you think about it, davening is a very personal thing. I'm davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu one-on-one. Why am I taking upon myself this declaration? So everyone says, I'm not sure who says this, but if you're talking to your father and you want to see, and you're talking to your father about your own personal, your own family needs and everything like that, he wants to see how you're treating the rest of his children, right? If you're not, if you're treating your family like nothing, but then you're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to help you win the, I don't know, $40 billion lottery, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, okay, very good, shkach, but you don't deserve it. But if he sees you, wow, you're treating your family, you're treating their friends, you go over to a person to be able to see how their day was with a smile, with something, with the simcha. The father of course wants to be able to give everything, right? We just had our second child, Baruch Hashem. She's only a baby. But I know the way she treats her, that's what she gets. My two-year-old, you want to get a lollipop? No problem. Don't smack your little sister in the face. She's only 3 weeks old. You know? I'm not comparing myself to God. I'm just a mushel. This is a mushel. The mushel is the Chodesh Baruch wants to see how do we treat each other, right? Everyone here knows the Gemara, the famous Gemara. Gemara says that if there are two people who need something, and they both daven for each other, what happens is, Chodesh Baruch says, if you need something and your friend needs something, and you daven for your friend, they want to get it first, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give it to you. So I always had a very big question on that. So I'm going to daven for my friend, so I know, because then I'm going to get it first. Kodesh Baruch Hu knows your machshavas. Rabbos machshavas b'levish, atzas Hashem hisakam. Kodesh Baruch Hu knows your machshavas. But if a person really cares about their friend, if a person really cares about if my friend's going to be able to get that job, or if I know someone who, I have a friend who does this very much, when his wife is pregnant, or when they're trying to have kids, he finds someone in his community who also needs to be able to who's pregnant, and they daven for, and they daven because the person really cares about it. He cares about not only for his own personal experience, because he cares about that family. If you look in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, says that we should be like the Talmidim of Aaron HaKohen. How are we doing on time over here? And Rabbi Shabtai always told me 12 to 15, around 8. I made the same joke from last time. He said, look at the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, it says you should be a student of Aaron HaKohen. Love peace, pursue peace, love people and bring them closer to Torah. So look at the last two things. Oiv esabrios umikarvin the Torah. It shouldn't say oiv esabrios umikarvin the Torah. It says oiv esabrios mikarvin the Torah. Love people, bring them closer. What's umikarvin? So it's my rabbi from high school used to say, what's the vav doom umikarvin the Torah? It's not two separate things that the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos is saying. It's really one thing. Oiv esabrios. You want to know how to bring people closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Oh, if it's a risk, umikarvin the Torah. It's a vav achibor, right? I'm out of diktuk major, right? I'm not so into the, like, some people are very, very into this and that. That's why I'm having a little bit of a struggle with my Hebrew class, Rabbi Wexler. I've been taking some help from other people. The vav achibor, it's a connector, right? There's a vav achibor, vav achibor, it's a connector. Oh, if it's a risk, umikarvin the Torah. You want to bring people closer to the Torah? Give them a nice bold shul. Give them a smile. Ask them how their day is going. I know the people that I flew down, Baruch Hashem, my wife was from Miami, so the minhag in Klai Yisrael is that the wedding is always where the wife lives, for the most part. So the people that the Rebbeim that I felt the closest to, the people, not the people that taught me the most Torah, the people that actually care about my own personal life, who asked me how my game was on a Sunday, the people who showed up, the Rebbeim who showed up to my game. And I'm sure you ask any high school Rebbe, you want to know that the kids respect you most, or the kids who you see that you're not just trying to teach them Torah, you go out of your way to be able to say, what's going on in your life? How was your game? I know you had a big test the other day. What's going on? Those are the Rebbeim at my wedding. And Not, don't get me wrong. They taught me a lot of Torah, but there are plenty of people who taught me a lot of Torah also. But the people I connected to most, the people I felt that they care the most, they really care the most about me. So at the end of the day, when we read that pasuk, "Vayichan shami son neged har," it's not a small thing. Klai Yisrael came to Torah with one thing in mind, be able to accept the Torah, but they couldn't do it without having this tremendous achdus to be able to go ahead. I couldn't print out this letter that I saw from Daphne Meir. If anyone saw Daphne Meir, Chmanel's son was a mother who was unfortunately murdered about a week and a half ago. But the stories that are coming out about her are incredible. She wrote a letter to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before she got her nursing exam, asking her for the strength to be able to help Jews and this and that. But I just saw I just found another letter from her, I think just recently, that said the following thing. She wrote a letter about how to deal with people when you're in the middle of strife and argument. And there should be a Tulelu Nishmasa for her neshama and for her family. She had a tremendous neshama very quickly. She said that whenever you're in an argument with a person, when you see that it's about to get heated, just tell the person you want to go away for a second and you're going to come back in like 2 or 3 minutes. He said it, and it's very hard to be able to do this, and I just saw the thing then, so I'll definitely try it out. But she said it'll do wonders for you. You go away from the argument, you're able to be able to calm down and say, okay, what's really going on here? And then you come back in a totally different way. Just to be able to end with a story, just to be able to go, because I don't want to go past the allotted time. So we said we started the shir with the small Mr. Shmuz with a question from Yitzchak Vorka. So we'll end the story with from Yitzchak Vorka. Yitzchak Vorka was known as there are a lot of rebels who are known for a lot of different things. His name thing was known for his Avos Yisrael. He loved Jews up to the sky. So what happened was when he passed away. I know the story from Shlomo Kavach. Anyone who's a Shlomo fan, you'll know this story more than me. I'm sure Rabbi Wexler does. He says the following story. The story is called The Ocean of Tears. The story goes is that Rav Yitzchak Vorka died. His son, I think his name is Rav Mendela, he went to the Kotzker Rebbe. The Kotzker Rebbe and Rav Yitzchak Vorka were very close friends. Even though they had very different drachim, the Kotzker was very, very, very strict. He had a lot of very, he's very into being to the point, his very thing of being emes, but Rav Yitzchak Vorka, they weren't opposites, but they weren't too far from it. What happened was, Rav Mendela went to the Kotzker and he said, listen, it's been a couple of weeks, and my father told me he was going to come to me, tell me what's going on in Olam Haba, but he hasn't come to me. So the message is important. If the story is true or not, I don't know. We'll leave that up to the skeptist. At the end of the day, the Kotzker said back to him, and he said, listen, he didn't come. I know. I also had the same worry. He told me he was my chavrus. He was my good friend. He told me he was going to come to me. He didn't come to me, so I went to him. Whatever that means. Kotzker said he went up there and he passed by the palace of Avram. You know the way of Shlomo says he passed by the palace of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, went to all the rabbis, and they said they finally got to the last thing. And he said, I'm looking for my friend Rav Yitzchak from Vorka. Where is he? He said, yeah, he's by. He's in the forest over there. He goes through the forest. Passes all the trees and all the plants and all the flowers. He sees like a man from the distance hanging up by like a body of a pool, up like a body of water. Nothing crazy. Maybe a little something that we went through the past few days. And he saw him like sitting down there, and he was like shuckling back and forth, shuckling. So he said, Yitzchak, what's going on here? Like, you told me you were going to come to me. You told me you were going to come to your son, but you didn't come back. Just tell us what's going on in Olam Haba. He said, if you look at this body of water. This isn't just a body of water from rain. This body of water is all the tears that Klai Yisrael cried. And I told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I wouldn't leave this body of water until all the tears are dried up. And I'm not going to leave and stop davening for Klai Yisrael until all the tears are dried up. At the end of the day, when we find something, when you go online, we go on Yeshiva World, and we look at there's another tragedy going on. And yesterday there's just something on Givat Zev. We just say, oh, I'm going on my day. I'm stopping my day. I'm stopping anything. I'm stopping my class. And I'm saying, right now, we are davening for this family to be able to get through. We're davening for refuah shlemah for that person. Because if you think that your Torah is more important than you don't care, then you don't know what learning Torahs are all about. That we don't know what being Jewish is all about. Being Jewish is about caring a bit about each other. It's about that guy who brings the challah. And the next time you could tell my wife, you could tell her, I promise you wasn't poisonous, because I for sure wasn't. That person loves Jews more than we know. At the end of the day, they want to understand. Rav Yitzchak Vorka, don't tell it to my wife. I don't want to get in trouble. End of the day, to be able to say, Rav Yitzchak Vorka, when we say the Haggadah, what does that mean, Dayinu? The Torah is very important, but Achdus is number one. What happened when we came to Arsina? We came by Achdus. He might have this type of kippah, he might wear a shirt, he might wear a t-shirt, he might wear jeans. End of the day, he's a Jew, and I love him because he's my brother, he's my sister. And Ezra Shem Yishbizoch, to be able to take this message, Kosh Baruch Hu will be able to bring the Geula, Ezra Shem Yisparach, Amen.